An estimated 1,700 people in Massachusetts are on parole. Typically, that means that they have been released from prison and are under the supervision of a parole officer. Although state law allows people to get off parole under certain conditions, a lawsuit alleges that once someone is on parole, it's almost impossible for it to end. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
The plaintiffs in the suit are 10 parolees. 51-year-old Dion Young is among them. He's been on parole for 14 years and has asked the Massachusetts Parole Board to terminate it.
I've only been incarcerated once, learned my lesson my first incarceration. So I had followed all the guidelines that parole had laid out. Plain and simple, you have rules and regulations that I have to follow. I followed those rules and regulations. I'm requesting that my parole be terminated.
Young was released after serving 18 years in prison for a second-degree murder conviction. Since then, his attorney says Young has worked full-time and mentored at-risk youth. Young moved to Texas last year, but he is still officially supervised by Massachusetts and complying with conditions such as paying monthly parole fees.
I'm still paying fees. This is 14 years later. Where is the out from that, and what is the phase out from that system?
Young's first request to have his parole terminated was denied. In its ruling, the board only said that although Young complied with all conditions of supervision, he did not establish a compelling reason for termination.
They're not being transparent about it. They're not explaining why they're denying people.
Criminal defense attorney Eric Tenen filed the suit against the parole board. He argues the board's not following state law that allows someone's parole to be terminated after a certain amount of time, depending on their offense. People stay on parole for years, sometimes decades, Tenen says, because of myriad board regulations that are not outlined in the law.
The legislature envisioned that there might come a point in the lifespan of a parolee where they no longer require parole supervision. And so if that statute is there, it's because we believe that at some point, even though that was your sentence, it's just no longer in the public interest to supervise you.
Tenen says board policies make it rare for parole to be terminated. Based on public records requests, Tenen says in the past 6 years, the board has terminated parole for just 2 people out of almost 4 dozen petitions.
That's very much an outlier there.
Kendra Bradner is director of the Probation and Parole Reform Project at the Columbia University Justice Lab. She says many states are taking steps to shorten parole.
There's actually very little evidence that keeping people on supervision longer than 18 or 24 months carries much additional benefit.
Parole conditions can include regular meetings with a parole officer, curfews or travel restrictions, random drug and alcohol screens, and not associating with people with criminal records. Violations can result in someone being sent back to prison. Parolee Dion Young says he doesn't want to live with that fear.
I'm not free. No one that's on parole in society is free. You'll always have the inclination that they can knock on your door and take you back to prison at any time.
Tenen's civil suit was filed with the state Supreme Judicial Court. It asks the SJC to declare that the parole board is not following the law and that the board issue timely, specific decisions on termination requests. The board's expected to respond by early next year. The State Executive Office of Public Safety and Security says it does not comment on pending litigation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.